on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamun Alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special, and we're speaking about moderation in Islam.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. And that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Friday, is the 18th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Furqan, verse 67.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wal-lazina idha anfaqu lam yusrifu wa lam yaqtu wa kana bayna thalika qawama.
And they are those who, when they spend, do so not excessively or sparingly, but are ever between that justly moderate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Reza, peace be upon him, announced that moderate prodigality and expenditure is the famous criterion. Imam Sadiq, in a tradition, said, "To spend for the sake of falsehood is extravagance, though it is a little, and to be stingy in the path of the truth is thrifty and frugal." It is interesting that this verse speaks in a way that it takes the issue of spending something which is certain, so that it does not need mentioning, for it is one of the given duties of any man. The significance of moderation in Islam is the topic of this part. Moderation in religion means that one does not exaggerate and go beyond the limits set by Allah, and that one does not neglect it and fall short of the limits set by Allah. Moderation in religion means following the example of the Prophet. Exaggeration means trying to do more than he did, and negligence means not reaching that level. It is beautiful that the concept of moderation in Islam allows one to find balance in every action, whether it is religious, social, or private matters. It is the middle path between two ends of extremes, exaggeration and deficiency.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this show, we are trying to talk about the significance of moderation in Islam. We should cultivate moderation in our lifestyle and practices as Muslims to preserve peace in our multi-religious and multicultural society. There is some way to help us live constantly by moderation. One is to develop ourselves gradually and not overburdening ourselves. Second is to understand the main objective and philosophy of our religion. So to wrap it up, it is beautiful that the concept of moderation in Islam allows one to find balance in every action, whether it is religious, social, or private matter. It is the middle path between two ends of extremes, exaggeration and deficiency. Striving for moderation can be very challenging, but if we strive hard to hold on this golden principle in all aspects and areas, it can be the key to success in this world and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the will and desire to understand and master the art of moderation in both worldly and religious matters. And Allah knows best. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to this show till the end of it. I hope you enjoyed it. I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special. from IRIB English Radio.
Let's look at the ways to help us live consistently and constantly by moderation. Indulging in worldly affairs without paying heed to religious obligations is not recommended in Islam. God says about those people what means, whereas they who are bent on denying the truth shall have, even though they may enjoy their life in this world and eat as cattle eat the fire of the hereafter for their abode. You can find this concept in chapter Muhammad in the Holy Quran, verse 12. New Muslims might think that in their transition period, they should abandon everything in this life and focus only on strengthening their relation with Allah. They are right in seeking a strong connection with Allah. However, they are not right in rejecting this life. The following hadith explains the course of action that the Prophet adopted. A group of three men came to the houses of the Prophet asking how the Prophet worshipped Allah. And when they were informed about that, they considered their worship insufficient. Then one of them said, I will offer the prayer throughout the night forever. The other said, I will fast throughout the year and will not break my fast. The third said, I will keep away from women and will never marry. Allah's apostle came to them and said, are you the same people who said so and so? By Allah, I'm more submissive to Allah and more afraid to him than you. Yet I fast and break my fast, and I do sleep and also marry women. So he who does not follow my tradition and religion is not from me, not one of my followers. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. Moderation is a virtue. The teachings of Islam are based on moderation, spirituality, and morality. In every aspect of life, Islamic teachings negate extreme activity. Whoever wants to make Islam a tough religion, he is a loser and he makes others to be frustrated and upset. On the other hand, whoever follows the teachings of Islam with moderation is going to enjoy his life and to improve his manners. He is to live in peace and harmony. He will attract many people to join Islam and to the teachings of Islam with ease and happiness. Allah, the Almighty, informs us in the Holy Quran about the good practicing Muslims, that when they spend their money, they are on the moderate side. They don't behave as extremists. Allah, the Almighty, also informed us that when we eat or drink, we should not be extravagant, but we should be moderate.
This is where Islam becomes a moderate faith and a moderate religion. Compared to all other nations, all other religions, Islam is the moderate one. Allah says, we made you, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that you may be witnesses upon others. The Quran is telling us Muslims that we are the scale, that this nation, the nation of Islam, is the scale for others. Meaning, how do we judge whether others are extreme or non-extreme? Based upon us, based upon our beliefs and our practices. We are the scale. We are the example. We are the scale and we are the example, as I will mention. We're the scale between two extremes. Hence, we are the witness. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Al-Alam al-Tabatabai and Sheikh Nasser Makarim al-Shirazi, they say, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that you may be an example for others. Shahid. أَتَيْتُ بِشَاهِدٍ, when we say in Arabic, I brought an example. In Arabic, when we say, I want to set an example, I say shahid. Shahid means example. So that you may be an example for others. So that Allah will tell the Christians, you know, you had an example. Allah will tell Jews, you had an example. Allah will tell pagans that there was a nation that was exemplary for you and their rituals and their ideology and their theology. Everything about Islam is moderate. So that we may be an example for other faiths and religions. We set an example. We set the scale in moderation. يَتَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, and the Prophet is your scale and is your witness, meaning your example. Who is our if we are an example for other nations, who is our example? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's our example. He's the exemplary figure that we learn from. And we are the exemplary figures for other nations. So we are judged based upon Rasulullah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. You have in Rasulullah the best example, the best role model. He's a role model. And we are a role model for other nations. We are an example for other nations.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you for joining us and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyyul Imami, Aliyyul Imami, Aliyyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a wonderful saying from the Commander of the Faithful and Leader of the Pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. The most helpless of all persons is he who cannot find a few brothers during his life. But still more helpless is he who finds such a brother but loses him.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, You will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very informative and a very eye-opening hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about acting upon one's own opinion in religious matters. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following: action is unacceptable when based on any one of three things. The first is polytheism, the second is infidelity, and the third is one's own opinion. Just to give a little context to this hadith and what it signifies, what do we mean by acting on one's own opinion here? What we mean is this, in this hadith, in the context of this hadith, is foregoing, you know, the instructions and the advice that the Book of God and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam they give us with regards to certain matters, certain issues. Foregoing that and coming to a conclusion regarding that issue based on one's own faculties of reason, right? In such a way that it is contrary to, you know, what the Book of God and the Sunnahs of the Prophet says. And for example, by way of example, let's give an example here to kind of clarify what we mean here. Let's say that a person, he has to pay khums, or he has to, it's obligatory, it has become obligatory on him to pay khums, and which is one of the monetary and economic obligations that every Muslim must perform, which is a specific form of charity, required under certain specific circumstances. Now let's say that this person, he says that, well, he starts thinking about it, and he says, well, I don't think that it's specifically necessary for me to pay this specific amount, you know, in order for me to be benevolent and charitous, you know, to the poor. I can, you know, give, let's say, less than one-fifth, or, you know, to the poor and still be, you know, a generous person. I don't see the necessity of doing this. Or, like, for example, another example would be hijab. Let's say that somebody says that, well, you know, today hijab is not a requirement. For women, it's not necessary for them to, you know, to wear the hijab. Why? Because, for example, you know, I can be uncovered and still, it wouldn't cause transgressions. It wouldn't lead, you know, men to look at me. I can dress modestly, you know, not wear makeup, and men will not look at me. The whole purpose of hijab is this, so I can do the same thing, just by dressing modestly. So these are like kind of, we hear a lot of this kind of reasoning, you know, from a lot of people when they don't want to follow the orders of Allah. This is what we're talking about here in this case. And in continuation, the Imam replied, "It is when you leave the book of Allah and the practice of His Prophet and act upon your own opinions." Right? This is what is unacceptable according to this hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at acting upon one's own opinion in religious matters in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Here we are again with Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. I'm really happy that, alhamdulillah, I have Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir, and Hussein Ruhullah again in this session with me. So, guys, salamu alaikum. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. Hussein, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Ali Nasir?
Wa alaikum salam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Good job. So, Hassan, how about you?
Alhamdulillah, salam.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Fawad.
Wa alaikum as-salam.
All right. So, today we will talk about Ayah 13 and Ayah 14 of Surah Al-An'am on page 129. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you have your Quran with you. Please turn to page 129, Ayah 13 and 14 of Surah Al-An'am. Let's everybody get started by listening to the recitation of these two ayatain.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walahu ma sakana fil layli wan nahar wa huwas samiul alim. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
Superb. Nice recitation. Great. Allah bless the reciter. So, the same as our previous sessions, we'll have a short explanation, but make sure you refer to the Tafsir books, inshallah, to have the detailed explanation and complete explanation, okay?
Yes.
So, let's see first what Allah Almighty says in these two verses, then we'll move on to the Tajweed section. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Almighty talks about Tawheed in. Tawheed in? If you say.
Malikiyya.
Malikiyya. Good job. Walahu. Walahu ma sakana fil layli wal nahar. Allah says to him belongs whatever abides in the night and the day. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. Tawheed and Sifat, the attributes of Allah Almighty. Okay? We'll explain this. And he is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. قُلْ, O Prophet, say, قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا. Shall I take for a guardian or as my Lord? Anyone other than Allah? فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. While this Allah Almighty is the originator of the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ. And he is the one who feeds every creature. And he himself is not fed. And nobody feeds him. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ. Say, I have been commanded. أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمُ. To be the first of those who submit to Allah Almighty. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And never be one of the polytheists. So, many great points are here. Shortly I will mention them and then we'll move on to the Tajweed section. First point. Tawheed and Malikiyya says whatever you see in the universe belongs to
Allah
Almighty. Alright? So, you see the skies, you see the nights, you see the days, you see the heavens, you see the earth, the planets, the galaxies, the human beings, the creatures, whatever you see in the universe, all belongs to Allah Almighty. So he has the power, he has the right to what? Bring changes, to take something, to destroy something, whatever. But he never does anything without wisdom. He is wise, okay? And he is knowledgeable based on his wisdom and knowledge. Allah Almighty, what? Acts in the universe. Okay? Then Allah Almighty says that وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Whatever you see in the nights and the days belongs to Allah Almighty. And he is the one who has control over everything. And he sees and he hears. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ. He hears. Al-Alim. He knows. Okay? He knows what we do. He sees what we do. He hears what we do. All right? So he is the one who has these attributes. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا. Here, Allah Almighty says to the Prophet, O Prophet, you should tell to the non-believers. Non-believers were saying that there are a lot of group of people, okay, that they don't believe in God. Totally, okay? They don't believe. They ignore. They are called atheists, yes? They say there is no Lord, there is no God, the word came to existence all of a sudden, a big bang, like an explosion, boom, okay? The word came to existence, yes? But we rejected this idea, yes? In the previous sessions, we talked about this, yes? How is it possible? Shortly, let's say, how is it possible this beautiful universe with this harmony, with this beautiful system, how is it possible to come to existence all of a sudden? Automatically, without a knowledgeable and wise creator or designer. Is it possible? When you go and enter a university, for example, or any organization, when you see like the organization is like really systemized beautifully, it is harmonious, every worker, okay, every staff does his job well, and there are certain rules and regulations. So the university totally runs, okay, very well, smoothly, without any problem. Yes? Everybody works well. So you see, wow, who is the manager? Don't you ask this question? Who is the boss? Yes or no? Yeah.
Yes.
There has to be someone to systemize. There has to be someone, okay, to do what? For example, to bring this harmony, to bring this discipline. If there is no one, it is then if somebody says, well, actually, this university doesn't have any manager, doesn't have any director or a boss, okay? Everybody automatically works his, minds his own business. this is impossible. There is one goal, and there every stuff tries, struggles to achieve that goal. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Simple as that. Okay? So the world, the universe, is impossible to be without any creator or designer. And that designer is impossible to be illiterate. Okay? So it has to be. The designer has to be. It's a must that the world should have a designer, a creator, and that the creator must be wise, must be knowledgeable. Without knowledge, without wisdom, the world can't run this way, this smoothly. So this is what we understand from this ayah. And one more thing, the last point, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says to the Prophet, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ, I am commanded, and أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ, I'm the one. So I'm preaching, for example, Prophet is preaching Islam, and he is inviting people towards Allah Almighty, yes? So he himself has to be the first person to believe in God, or no? Huh? Mm-hmm. Yes. If he himself does not believe in God, how can he convince others to believe in God? It's impossible, yes? For example, you're inviting people, okay? Hey people, this is a good thing to do. Come on, let's do this. And you yourself go back and you don't do. How can people believe in you? How can they trust you? No way. Yes? So that's all. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more about these two verses of Surah Al-An'am. We don't have much time. It's just some minutes to practice the recitation.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه غرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
Ready, guys?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's start. I will recite, inshallah. Make sure you repeat after me and practice. All right. Let's mention the tajweed rules now. Some of the important points we'll mention, then inshallah we'll practice the recitation together. So, وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The only important point here, with the word لَهُ, there is a baby wawa, you see? Yes?
Yes.
Extend this up. وَلَهُ, two counts. مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Extend the sound of noon. نَهَار, when you end, pronounce the ra with a heavy sound. Jim tells us, Hassan?
It's optional to pause or continue.
Yes. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Pronounce the عَيْن, the هَا correctly. Next ayah. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ. غَيْرَ is a heavy letter, yes? غَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ. Hamza, there is Hamzatul Qat'a. Make sure you pronounce it. Do not skip it. غَيْرَ اللَّهِ اتَّخِذُنُ. أَتَّخِذُ, okay? وَلِيًّا, وَلِيًّا, تَنْوِين plus فَا, إِخْفَا حَيْد, وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ. Huh? What rule is applied here? يُطْعِمُ. قَلْقَلَ, echo the sound. وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمْ. قِلَا tells us, Hassan?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. But can you make a? Can you join them? Yes. Continue. Yeah. So better to stop. It's opposite to the word sila. Yes.
Yes.
Two stopping signs. Good. قُلْ إِنِّي نُنْ مُشَدَّدْ. Make sure you extend the sound, and also the mad with anya. Yes, anya. إِنِّي. You can extend it or skip it because hamza is not in the same word. أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Make sure you pronounce the waw as well correctly. It's not va. أَوَّلَ, no. أَوَّلَ. So. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. نُنْ مُشَدَّدَ. So, these are the tajweed points that you should remember in order to beautify your recitation. Let's see how you recite now. Ready, guys?
Yes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
وله ما سكن في الليل والنهار وهو السميع العليم
وله ما سكن في الليل والنهار وهو السميع العليم
أحسنت قل أغير الله أتخذ وليا فاطر السماوات والأرض وهو يطعم ولا يطعم
قل أغير الله أتخذ وليا فاطر السماوات والأرض وهو يطعم ولا يطعم
قل إني أمرت أن أكون أول من أسلم
قل إني أمرت أن أكون أول من أسلم
ولا تكونن من المشركين
ولا تكونن من المشركين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for listening to IRB English Radio. Inshallah, hope you stay with us. In the next coming sessions, we'll be there again with you. That was all from us for today. Thank you so much. Thanks, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad. Thanks to Arab English Radio and Sevio International Schools Network. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
We're waiting for you to be my
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Last Savior. Well, the program in which we talk about the future we hope for. I am Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have Brother Alavi. He's going to help us with the knowledge that we're going to gain through this episode and the coming episodes, of course. So, welcome, brother.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And thanks for inviting me to your show.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you and to have you here.
Same here.
Well, as for us, as the people who are living in the time where the last imam is living, Well, we have a special condition in here. So we do not see our Imam, but we understood through the previous sessions that there is a strong connection between us. Whatever happens to us, and personally, whatever happens to me, he is aware of it, and he would pray for me like a father. He would take care of me, and without his attention, perhaps, or for sure, of course, all of us are lost. So these were the important points that we got through previous sessions, and also we talked about the fact that going for charities, doing good stuff like giving sadaqah or paying from your money to other people, paying the gifts to the needy people, is going to be a manifestation of your love for the Imam. If you do it in the name of Imam, actually, that would actually bring you closer to Allah Himself. So right now, as a person who believes in Imam of their time, I just say that I love him and I want to do something for him. So right. How can I act according to my love?
Let me answer your question with a statement, with a saying from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, if you want to help us, if you want to assist us, just be pious. And control yourself and to step in the way of piety. This is a kind of way that you can help us. In another hadith, I want to say some hadith here in some narrations to see what is our duty with regard to assistance of Imam. So Imam Baqir says, if you want to assist me, just be pious. Control your soul. This is a way that you assist me. He directly says, this is a way, if you want to help me.
Yeah.
This is the way to help
Restrained,
me.
Restrained, actually.
Yeah. Another hadith, the Imam says that, كُونُوا لَنَا زَيْنًا وَلَا تَكُونُوا عَلَيْنَا شَيْنًا. Imam alayhi salam says that, be our adornment with your behavior, words, actions, and don't be ashamed for us. So again, we see that if we want to assist Imam, we have to control our behavior, we have to control our sayings, we have to control our actions, everything that we do. So we see, I mean, what a beautiful thing is, if we give this statement to a person who does not believe in any divine religion, tell him that our leader said such a thing, right? He said that be good with other people, have a good action, have good morals. You see, what would be the outcome?
Act in a way that if someone sees you, we could be proud of you.
Very true. And if you act against it, it would be a case of shame for us.
Exactly.
Again, another hadith. I want to say that all the hadiths, the exact concept is being strengthened and reinforced. Again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if you have come across seeing anyone who is following us, ask them to act upon our sayings. So he continues, pass my salams to them, and I recommend them to take the piety, to be pious and take the piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
That they have to be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they do. And they need to be religious in their religion. And they have to try their best on the way of God. You have to be famous with your honesty, with your, you have to be trustworthy among people. You have to be famous as a person who continues long prostrations.
Mm-hmm.
Long prostrations. Again, we have the same from the Holy Prophet that we refer to in our previous sessions.
Because that would bring modesty to your character.
Very true. And to be kind with your neighbors. You see, all are good recommendations that
exactly.
If anyone, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, hears all these recommendations, says, what a beautiful statement that has been said. Just to be good. Fear Allah. To be kind with your neighbor. If a person actually trusted you and gave something to you, give it back to him later on, even if he acts bad with you. We see that these sayings can be seen again in the statements and sayings of the Holy Prophet as well. But they came from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Yeah, so I guess there are some more of these narrations, but right now we have to go for a break. So thank you.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand years.
So in the very first part of today's episode, we understood that if I love Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah, so I have to act accordingly. How shall I act accordingly? Well, I must be a good human being.
Very true.
As in generally, I have to be someone who reflects the good things. And if anyone sees me, says, okay, she or he belong to that Imam, so see how good of a follower they are.
Very true. Continuation of this Imam Sadiq's hadith, he says that be connected with your relatives. So they ask us to have our connections with our relatives. We need to attend in their funerals if there is. Hopefully, inshallah, they wouldn't be from any of the Muslims, but naturally it happens.
It's inevitable, unfortunately.
It's inevitable. Visit their patients and pay their dues. If they have any due on you, pay their dues. Again, Imam says that because whoever of you is pious and honest in his religion returns the trust to its owner and has good moral with people. So those who are going to be known as the follower of Imam Sadiq, they have good manners with people, with other people.
They're good with their fellows.
Very true. And then Imam says that then they will say that he's a Ja'fari. And this makes me happy if they told him with a good title of this is Ja'fari because he is doing good actions. This makes me happy. That is, this is the way that you can assist me. And it may come to my heart from him. And they say that this is the way Ja'far ibn Muhammad likes. So Imam defines beautifully that this is the way that you can assist me. There is another hadith that I want to recite to see, because our topic of discussion is how can we assist Imam Zaman alayhi salam, exactly. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We said what Imam Baqir said, we said what Imam Sadiq said. Now another hadith that we want to recite. In a hadith, it says that if you want to test our Shias, our followers, test them with three things. First, they're paying attention to their salah, to their prayers in the right time. So if a person is curious, is cautious of his prayers to be performed in the right time, exactly at the time of prayers, he is a right follower of us. Mm-hmm. Not the one who prays, for example,
at whatever time.
At whatever time that he or she likes, right? Second, keeping secrets from the enemy. There are secrets among the school of Ahlul Bayt. Those secrets should not be disclosed. So a person who actually controls the secrets of the family of the Prophet, the secrets of the Prophet, definitely there are some secrets in every religion. These secrets should not be disclosed. Some of Ahadith are a cause of enjoyment and ecstasy among the followers, but they are not necessarily the case of ecstasy among others.
Yeah.
Right? They need to be kept as secret. Next, conciliation with religious brothers in poverty. We have a beautiful dua in the supplications of the month of Sha'ban that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to assist our brothers in faith, our brethren. We say that in dua, وَرْزُقْنِ وَسَطْ مَنْ قَدْتَرْتَ عَلَيْهِ. That is, give me this chance to assist my brothers in faith, those whose life is passing very difficulty.
Yeah.
In difficulty.
Those who are in need.
Those who are in need. Allah, give me the tawfiq. So this is one of the signs that we can understand that this person is helping his imam or not. That he cares for the issues of needy people.
Exactly.
So if we see that a person is cautious for his prayers in the right time, is keeping the secrets of the household of the Holy Prophet, and third, he's caring for the helping of the people who are in need, so it means that he's assisting his imam. So all in all, with other hadith that we refer to, these three, plus those that we said earlier, helping our neighbors, I don't know, being pious, taking the rules of piety and caring for the piety and afraiding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being famous for our honesty, being famous for and being trustworthy among people, giving good names to our kids, giving the names of Ahlul Bayt to our kids, to our children, learning their words and teaching them to our children, being happy in their happiness, being sad in their sadness. They are among the things that we can assist our imam.
So your life generally must be a manifestation of your religion.
Definitely.
And how truthful of a servant you are.
Very true. Exactly.
In this way, you're going to be assisting the imam of your time. And this is how you're going to show your love towards him.
Very true. Exactly. Have to refrain from whatever wants to distort the image of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, whatever discords them in front of others. For example, if we do something which is really bad and say this is the follower of that school of thought, so this is not that good. In case we are in need of migrating from somewhere to another place just to save our religion, we have to perform it. So this is, again, among the things that when we want to assist him, if a migration is needed, we have to migrate. We should not hesitate in migration. We have to invest in the way of preaching their school. It's not that just to care for our personal issues and personal matters that we have in our lives. We have a duty in this world. Even whatever we do, since whatever we do should have a color of closing ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. So what makes us closer to Allah? These teachings that we are learning from imams. Because imams are not collecting people to make them closer to themselves. They want to take our hand to give, to put it in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not, again, get confused that Allah has a hand or not.
No, it's metaphorically.
Metaphorically I'm talking about, because I'm afraid of different interpretation. And what we can do? In this way, definitely, we might have some obstacles, or specifically at the time of absence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So, but Imam Salah gave us a cue. Imam Salah said, if at that time you want to assist your imam and you face lots of fitness,
difficulties,
lots of
and obstacles,
difficulties, then you have to recite a good dua. Allahumma arifni nafsak, fa innaka lam tu'arifni nafsak, lam a'arif rasulak. اللهم عرفني رسولك فإنك إن لم تعرفني رسولك لم أعرف حجتك اللهم عرفني حجتك فإنك إن لم تعرفني حجتك ضللت عن ديني. He says, recite this dua. This is very important. When you don't know what to do, you stopped in some crossroads. You don't know which road to select and to go. Because it's quite famous, and we have been told from before that at the time of absence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is an occultation, lots of fitnas come up. Specifically before his advent. Lots of fitness come up. And we should be careful to step in the right way.
So to recite this is going to help us.
Definitely. This dua is very important to save us from all those
Exactly. And there are some more of du'as like this that would help us in the time of the absence of Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. So thank you, brother, and thank you, dear listeners. This is all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun? Where is the spring of life? Where is the shining moon? Where is the firmest glow?
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
RIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.